Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, good morning, Woody, and yes, sir, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're just sitting here watching this Cal Raleigh story out, Seattle catcher, 60 home runs. Jeez, incredible. And by the way, not just stats, man, but led that team. Obviously, it is a team in baseball, but led it to American League West Championship. That doesn't happen a lot. Kind of a nice story, man, you know? We always talk about the same team. It's always the Astros out there, and they've been good for a long time. And then Rangers went out and spent a lot of money. It's about them a little bit, although they took a big drop this year. And then Seattle, man, just led by this catcher, hitting 60 home runs. Good God, man. I mean, it's a great story. Great story. And baseball going right down to the wire here for those of you that might be watching a little baseball, see what's going on. Even though we've only got a few games left, the season will be over on Sunday. We've got still some divisions open. We got some wild cards open. So I'm guessing the old commission baseball are pretty happy about the way this thing has gone. And then, of course, four guys with 50-plus home runs. Chicks dig the long ball. Always works. And we've got some guys hitting them this year, man. By the way, if you watch the Marlins game, that dude's hitting them too. Kyle Schwarber, 56 home runs. Doesn't he lead off most of the time? He hasn't been leading off all the games, but he's a DH most of the time. But that guy can hit. 56 home runs for him, 132 RBI. Just an amazing story. So we'll see how all those teams end up playing out, how it plays out with them. Of course, Philly's one of the best teams in baseball as well. All right, so we got this Messi story, man. I got to mention it. Two more goals last night. 24 goals, 13 assists on the season. They're in the playoffs. No surprise there, although they were a little shaky there for a while earlier in the season. But the bigger story is this is the last year of Messi's contract. And look at you get Messi tickets, I'm guessing, unless it's pouring rain or there's a little concern he might not play, which they have done that in the past. You're not sure, you show up and he doesn't play and it really pisses you off after you spend money for the kid's birthday party to bring all the kids out to watch him. But he has been unbelievable for 38 years old. The way he's played, got big sponsors behind him. He got a lot of people on him to keep playing. I'm guessing if the extension's not done, it must be real close. I know one thing. There's no way those Moss brothers are going to go into that new stadium, which is going to be done here pretty soon. I don't know if I've seen anything go up faster than when the Moss brothers are involved. First of all, that Fort Lauderdale old Yankee stadium, that thing went up overnight. It was weeds one day, and it was like, we don't know what we're going to do with this dump. And the next day, it's got a 22,000 seat, beautiful little soccer stadium there. Just unbelievable how fast. And the same thing's going to happen, is happening as we speak down by the airport in Miami. Same thing. There is no way. And he's having success. The guy, obviously, sometimes these great ones, man, he still enjoys playing. I think a lot of people are surprised. Even Argentina's got to be going, hey, we thought we were done with this dude for the World Cup. Hell, we may have to try to get him one more time. He's so good. Yeah. And you know what part of the greatness is? Part of the greatness, and I've seen this in tennis with the big three. I have, and that's really, and I saw it with Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't drop off that much. What he did in his 40s with Tampa Bay is a phenomenal story. But you see guys that truly love playing, but not just to play and be seen, but still want to go out and beat Father Time a couple more years with their greatness. And we've got a couple of them either living here or still playing here. And the Messi story is incredible. It just is. Two more goals last night. Everything. So I'm guessing the Moss brothers know and understand how important he is to get a deal done. And he is still playing really well. I know if he plays too much in too many games, something breaks down. You know, usually a pulled muscle or something. But, man, I got to tell you, when he's playing, he plays hard. He leads that team, and they win. He still does amazing things. I'm sure he doesn't run the same. I don't know too many 38-year-olds that run, you know, the same as they did when they were 24, 25, 26, 27. But he is still got phenomenal skill set to score the goals the way he does, and his anticipation and everything else that makes him, instincts that make that guy ridiculous how good he is. So hopefully he stays around, man. I'm all for watching him in the new stadium that's going up right now. I'm sure Adidas and Apple and about 20 other sponsors has spent a lot of friggin' money with him. MasterCard, what's he got? He got a little bit of every. If it's international, he's got it. Would love to see him keep playing, even though a lot of those will stay with him forever. We saw it with Federer. We've seen it with a lot of great ones, and he is definitely one of those guys. So I wanted to start with that this morning. We do have a lot of stuff coming out. I like Tom Brady a lot. I do, before we get into all our football stuff, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. I do. I got a lot of respect for Tom Brady leaving Belichick or getting run out and not retiring in his early 40s, and that's what everybody used to do. And he said, no, I can still play at a high level. Went to Tampa Bay, won a championship, and won a lot of playoff games. What'd he play there? Would he 3 years? What'd he end up playing? 3 years in Tampa Bay, I think. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But played his ass off, man. Played, you know, that division hasn't been great to start with, but he has put up numbers like they've never seen there, and did it without Belichick, who's got his own problems right now, his own stuff. And by the way, it just gets worse and worse. This thing, Woody, I've come around on you. I thought it was going to be really, really good for college football, having Belichick coach. And it makes you wonder, watching his team, they don't look well coached. He looks like he's more concerned with playing. This is just what it looks like on the outside. So if you're a Belichick fan, it looks like at this point in his life, he's more worried about playing grab ass with his 24-year-old girlfriend than he is.
Guessing you saw the magazine cover I was telling you about?
I did.
It's horrifying, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's just from the other standpoint, it's just teams don't – it looks like he's not around his team. For all the things he used to be about when you played a Bill Belichick Patriots team and they, you know, they just do your job. Remember that thing is always do your job. Just do your job. That's all we're asking. Do your job. If you're supposed to be – and do your job to me. I've heard it so much. It's almost a Shula thing too.
Well, it seems like he's feeding into, like, she wants to be a big celebrity, right? That's obviously one of the reasons she's in this. Like, that magazine cover is bizarre. Like, the article is, who is Jordan Hudson? Like, who cares? You know, like, who's reading this stuff? Me, because I clicked on the link, of course. And the whole article is just like her friend saying that she's like a half decent person.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, I mean, like, she could she's not be. A gold digger. Oh, come on.
Well, Woody, I don't know. You don't know. You're going like, Joe. Like Woody, listen to me. You hate this, but you're as guilty as anybody
but
I know.
But the article
you
says it somebody, too. They're like, why would she be banging her grandfather? Like,
well, that's the weird part.
You know?
The weird part is, Bill, what are you doing? I get she looks good and she wears her high top boots out on the sideline and looks like she's got a
Bro,
doomy look to
her. Does he
seem
like he's all there? I mean, real, like, talking honestly, it just doesn't seem like it to me. This is a very
no.
weird deal for him to take a job like this and
yes.
try to go back to college.
By the way, I agree. Agree 100%.
I thought it was a bad fit from the beginning.
So
and
he
I'm sure
got,
they gave them a fortune over there between him and all those NFL coaches.
He got kicked out of the fraternity. He definitely got fired by the Patriots. He got kicked out, and he thought there'd be two or three jobs waiting for him, and he got teased by the Atlanta
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Falcons. He had a second interview, and apparently,
that, by the way, was awesome.
Everybody got to the owner and said, listen, he's going to try to run this whole thing. That's his, this is what everybody's saying. He's, and they, the owner said, hey man, sorry to do this to you. I know this is a big tease to have a second interview, but we're not going to hire you. And he realized that was it.
It's just the arrogance to think that you could just walk into a, you know, a college like that and it's just all going to work.
And I think he also looked at his talent. Remember when he said he was the 33rd NFL team? Now that he was there, it was going to look like the 33rd NFL
yeah,
team.
Sure.
You know what it looks like? It looks like about the 200th best college football team. They look – I don't know what their talent is. I really don't. And I'm sure their talent is not what UM has or Florida State has. But it looks really, really poorly coached. Really,
I don't think talent's anything close to what North Carolina's had in the past handful of years, right? North Carolina's been pretty good.
Well, O-Mac did a good job there for a while.
Yeah.
Now, at the very
end. They put together
end,
some nice teams.
Mac,
they have a couple of quarterbacks that are playing
in You don't have to tell UM that. They got to see it up close. They got to see a couple of track meets down here.
Yes, they did.
And we want to forget about those. That was.
You going to buy that magazine, though, if you're shopping at Publix or whatever, you're checking out and you see his face and her face staring at you?
Nah, because, you know, like. So it's amazing.
God, that picture's so creepy, too, isn't it?
It's just Belichick used to be kind of just for the guys, right? It was just the Bill Belichick way of football and things and the way he did things. And he's kind of old school still, and he was getting away with it. And then he just then, like I've noticed, women now care because this young woman who is, what, 24 still, 24 years old, and he's in his mid-70s, and it's just like, what are you doing? Like, okay, it was kind of a cool story if she's kind of a friend helping out, but Big Bill's in love, man. Big Bill's in love. There's no question about it. And so it's a strange one. It's a strange one. You know, the old Tom Brady story, of course, too. Tom got a little fired up. I just say this if I saw it. I said, Tom, what are you doing, bro? You win. The league loves you. Everybody knows what you've done. when you've done what you need to do, you don't need to send out a newsletter defending yourself. Everybody's going to have their opinion. And now all you did, you went after the media, so now you pissed them off, although you probably don't realize you're part of it now, too. I know it doesn't feel like it, but you will find out soon when you critique somebody and somebody jumps your ass, because it will happen. It will happen. No matter how good you are, somebody's going to disagree with something you said. But anyway, going after that, and I was just like, what are you doing? You're going to be worth between what you own on a team and your contract with Fox and all the other things people want you involved and going over the Saudis and watching a flag football game and the amount of money, you're going to be a billionaire in no time. Tom Brady, you win. What the F are you doing sending out some bogus, weak newsletter taking shots? Paranoid, distrustful media, insecure, like... You know, they truly think, man, it's a conflict of interest, what you're doing. There is a lot of, by the way, a lot of former guys are going, man, this is weird. Now, I will say this, before we get in, I just got to get this off before we get in on the local juicy stuff here today. I got to tell you, another coach came out and said, oh, man, I love when Tom's here. You get to talk to him. I get the visiting team or the home teams when he comes and the Fox team comes in. Everybody's excited and wants to talk to Tom Brady for a second. Of course they do. Hell, he's one of the greatest players of all time. Half the teams are looking for a quarterback, hoping he's going to look somewhat like Tom Brady. So he shows up at the production meetings with Fox and the team. Yeah. And I agree, they probably don't go, hey, Tom, I want to give you something we haven't given CBS or Monday Night Football. Here it is, because I can trust you, even though you own 5% of the team. With the Raiders. But it's just like, whatever it is, like, people are going to have opinions about it. It is weird and it's awkward. Tom, you just have to look at it from the outside. It's just got a really strange look to it. You owning a piece of a team, sitting up there on Sundays and with the coaches upstairs, and then you're doing a game like 4 or 5 days later or the day before. It's just kind of weird. That's all. It's just... You have to understand that before you start sending out this stuff. And then, Tom, you win every day, brother. You're here in town. You're out at Indian Creek. You win. You win. I would love to see that phone book you have out there, man. I'd love to see the numbers that come out of that personal phone book you have. I would love to see that phone and see the phone calls you're able to make and the women that pick that phone up and answer, hello, Tom Brady. So glad you called. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we say good morning to everybody. We have a big fella coming in. Kim Bocamper is going to join us. Perk will join us a little bit later in the show. We have Baldy, Brian Baldinger, going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to Baldy about the Dolphins and about the National Football League. Some of the great stories going on as we get set for week 4. And we got a big old football game coming up tomorrow night that a lot of Canes fans will be interested in. We'll be talking about that as well this morning. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.